On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team opened up the season last night with a 27-0 victory over Minot State in the 13th annual Beaver Bash. Head coach Jeff Tesch joined us on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.
Down to the sidelines, Jeff Tesch with us. Jeff, congratulations on a great win. Defensively, you can't ask for much more out of your team, can you?
Well, yeah, shut them out. That's pretty good. So very happy with the defense. I thought our special teams played well, and obviously had a ton of mistakes offensively that kept us from scoring a lot more points. So, you know, pretty happy other than all those mistakes on offense.
You know, offensively, Jeff, you did mention some of the mistakes, but you kept those guys in there. First game, really, for Lance as the starting quarterback. Was that the idea, even though you got up a little bit, to try to get him some game time together?
Yeah, you know, we looked, and I'm like, wow, you know, we just weren't clicking, and we did want to give those guys some more time together, and felt bad about that, that we didn't get some more backups in, but we just weren't clicking. I did want to get him a lot more plays in there, and so you're right. I think that's what happened.
Well, I know, Coach, it was surprising. A lot of people questioned how your defense was going to play this year, a lot of open spaces, but five picks tonight by your defense. Talk a little bit about their play.
Played super. They got pressure on the quarterback. It just showed it's not easy to play quarterback. They had a young, inexperienced kid in there, and pressure got him into trouble, and our secondary did a great job. The D-line was getting pressure, so those guys played super.
Jeff, you talked about the mistakes, but you certainly can't ask any more out of that offense than that first drive that you guys had. That was drawn up to perfection.
Yeah, it's the way it's supposed to be, and I'm sorry, but I get a little picky. The other ones are supposed to look that way, too, but I know they don't always work that way, but honestly, very disappointed in the amount of mistakes we had in the red zone, and even on the first drive, we had a lineman jump down there on the 1 foot line, and he thought he heard something and went, so a lot of stuff to work on there. I think we can play better, but we came away with a good win.
Overall, obviously a good way to start the season, but you guys get a week off for Labor Day. Everybody else playing next week. You guys right back at practice and hard at it for a couple of weeks to get prepared for Augustana?
Yeah, I wish we could go right away to tell you the truth and just work on what we've got here. So we're going to have to be smart, not bang them to death, but there's things we can improve on defensively too, and offensively it's, It's silly things. I mean, it's making good choices and knowing snap counts. We had a guy not line up right in a formation, and so you don't want to drag on and drag on. I think last year our offense was too overprepared against Augie and had too much stuff in. We got to be careful. So I think we're going to make it short and sweet, and trying to eliminate the mistakes will be the plan.
Tonight's Beaver Bash, awfully special because of the bucket that was being passed around, all the money, you know, donated by the BSU community. What does that mean to you to be part of this?
Our guys like being part of the community. I mean, we had a record crowd out here tonight. We wanted to entertain them. We were more than happy to husk all the corn for the community. I mean, that's great. We're getting great support from them. So, I mean, you talk to their coaches, and it's an interesting comment. They're all displaced. I think four or five of them don't have homes right now. But in this interesting, football helps them keep their mind off of that. And it just gives them something to do the rest of the day where they're not worried about, you know, pulling asbestos out and sheetrock and all these different things. And it's funny, they just said football is great for them now. It just keeps their mind off it. So it shows you what a great game it is.
Jeff, enjoy the fireworks.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.